I'm Latavius Murray.
And I'm Yusuf Abdul Kadir.
And Murray catches a seam. Here goes Latavius Murray in for the score.
Because their pensions, their health insurance, their families, so we are funding for other people's communities to have the promise of the American dream while we are denying it in our community.
Going to get it in the flat to Murray. He makes a man miss. And a big game for Murray, who's still on his feet inside the 15. To Latavius Murray, and everybody making people miss this afternoon.
So we want to put in context, because it's not just a class issue, it's a race issue. We're telling black and brown people and poor people, you don't matter.
Welcome to Afrofutures, a podcast between Latavius and I that's going to talk about culture, politics, sports, and everything and in between that will address issues of the black community and hopefully advance a future for us that's thriving. Latavius, I kind of want to give you a chance to just talk about why it is we are doing this and, you know, how we met, right? Because it was surprising to me, but I think it's better if we hear from you. So maybe you want to let the folks listening know how we met and what made us connect to each other.
Yeah, so I keep up with Syracuse, you know, news and current events, if you will. And a friend of mine had brought your name up and what you were doing within the community. And during that time, I think I was, you know, searching for a way to, you know, give back, but a way to do something within my community that would help people of color, that would help the black community. And so I felt you were the perfect person to reach out to, you know, in a way to, you know, be resourceful and help me think on some ideas, opportunities, where I could do that. And then obviously that's how we came to this podcast idea and both agreeing that discussion, education is key for everybody in that room.
Yeah, I'm not even gonna lie. When I first got your message, you know, it's a funny story because this summer, or I guess last summer at this point, we experienced the horrible deaths of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor and George Floyd. And at the same time that we were going through a global pandemic that was disproportionately affecting black and brown people in devastating ways, both because of the number of deaths that we were seeing and the number of people that were losing their jobs and their homes. It's just been a racial reckoning, right? And then we had, I think it's easy for us to say Trump is one of the most racist presidents, but quite frankly, you know, 16 of our presidents owned slaves. So like, is he more racist than them? I don't think that's a good assessment to make. But we've had one of the more racist presidents, overtly racist, in a long time. All those issues of race culminated in a way that really people were like, we're not taking this anymore. And a movement emerged and people really pushed back. And it's kind of the general history of this country that anything only ever happens when collective action makes it happen. There's never a politician who says, you know what I want to do today? Make people free. It's always because people organize and mobilize and get others organized and mobilized to get involved. And what I appreciated about your message was a sincerity of wanting to collaborate, right? I mean, I'm a social justice advocate. I'm a person who works in civil rights space. And I, you know, really have gone viral, but try not to take it to the head and try to be humble and do my work. And then I get a message from a dude named Latavius Murray. I'm like, okay, this is not real, right? Like, I see the blue check. So that kind of helped it a little bit. I'm like, this can't be real. You know, this can't be real. So I've appreciated the chance to get to meet you, to know you. And honestly, you're a stand-up brother. And I think this is going to be a great endeavor for us to get together and do this work. And so as we think about how we're going to make this happen, what is Afrofutures to you? Like, how do you see it coming to life?
Again, I think there's a huge piece of educating that needs to go on within the black community, within, you know, if we're our community. So educating that I needed to do and still am doing. So I think this period that we've gone through within the last few years has opened a lot of eyes, has educated a lot of people. People have done the work to try and, you know, register to vote, right? Educating themselves on black history. And so my goal is, you know, for the youth to grow up more educated than I did, to have a better sense and a better awareness about their community than I did. And so I think that's important. I think it's never too young. I think they didn't teach us that. And so that's what my goal would be for Afro Futures, you know, and just that conversation, that real conversation that, you know, people can hold on to and relate to and connect with.
Right, right. Make it accessible, really complex issues that we either don't talk about or don't talk about in the right ways, ways to empower and uplift our community, but also to reach a broader audience, right? You're an NFL star, and I will also admit that I've been protesting the NFL for many years, but then when you reached out to me, it's all right. Let me watch the brother. I used to be a big NFL dude. I used to have like 6 TVs in my house and NFL Sunday ticket, and everybody was over. And then cap happened, and I kind of walked away. But you know, yeah. why I appreciate this again is because it's actually very much within the tradition of social activism in the Black community, where you have organizers and activists and athletes using their respective platforms to get to the masses. That's the special sauce between this podcast. It's going to be a chance for us to talk with each other, to talk hopefully with other people about issues that matter to us, and engaging each other in real dialogue. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing what Afro Futures is going to do. I'm looking forward to seeing how the people receive it. You know, what's your feeling about that?
Yeah, I think long as we're being, authentic, you know, to who we are, speaking facts, right, and not just speaking words, then at that point, I really don't care. You know, let me not say I don't care what people think, but I think I can live with that. I can live with us speaking the truth. I can live with us speaking about our community and how we want to go about trying to advance it.
Because I've also been in a public space, I've grown to get thick skin, right? You gotta do the work, and the work speaks for itself. And I think we're doing the work. So I'm looking forward to what this project will be. This is Afro Futures. I'm Yusuf. I'm here with my brother Latavius, who is the co-host with this show. This is going to be a bi-weekly show. We're going to make sure to come up with different topics, different themes, different issues affecting the Black community and communities of color. Really wanting to make sure that it's relevant. There's going to be discussions on how has pop culture affected activism? How has, you know, athletes engage in activism? What's the role that we all got to play to advance justice, and where are we falling short? You know, it's going to be some good topics, some serious topics, some fun topics. It's really just about issues that affect everyday life between Latavius and I, and just giving you our thoughts and ideas. Looking forward to you watching and listening to us throughout the next few weeks, and hopefully you enjoy the show. Any last words, Latavius?
I'm excited to learn, grow with everybody that tunes in. Afro Futures is produced by WAER Public Radio, produced by Joe Lee and Kevin Claussen.